Rick Stacy, Domino, Leslie Fram, Major Tom's back here. Rest of us are just roaming around the building, getting ready for 12 noon.
15 minutes and counting. 15 minutes.
I used to recap. We don't want to over... We, you know, I don't want this to come off as exaggeration either. We came on this morning, the sole purpose was to ease everybody's feelings about what we're going to do at noon. We're not dramatically changing the radio station.
A lot of people thought we were actually going off the air because we had those little sayings that said, turn off the power, there's something wrong at 99.7 and all these kind of things. A lot of people just thought we were going off the air. And, of course, we never helped those kind of things because we always like to, like, sort of joke around with people, but all the calls we've gotten this morning, we basically, without overhyping what's going to happen at noon, we're definitely changing. We're still going to be parts of us, the Power 99 that you know and love. Obviously, all the DJs are still going to be here. They let us be on the air this morning, so I think that's a good sign. And the things that we do that you've come to know and love, I think you're going to still see and feel all that kind of stuff. It's basically just like a new coat of paint. I mean, Power 99's been around for 5 years. And 5 years in the radio business is a long time. You can almost do it in dog years. You know, it's almost like 35 years. And as Atlanta grows up and changes and evolves into a different international kind of city, I think Power 99 needs to lead the way in that arena because we are the guys that are playing all the new music and the guys that are basically setting the tone for most of all the other radio stations. I mean, after we play it, everyone else tends to play it, you know?
What I originally was saying, too, was that I still realize, we all realize in here that it's still just radio.
It's just radio.
And our general manager who passed away a month ago, Bill Fippen, who was the guy who pretty much, he was responsible for really what happened here over the last 5 years, all the successes we've had. And he in the heat of a sales meeting discussion, told one of our salespeople, he goes, you know something? We sell air and we play records.
how much simply can it be put? Although we did have the greatest sign of all time when you, what was the member of the toy department of life?
You know, that was actually my sign. He stole
was
it from
really?
Me.
He stole it from you?
Yeah, I found that at some, I forget where I found it, but it says in the department store of life, we are the toy department.
Yeah.
That's what it said. And that really, I mean, that's why I said, I don't want to over exaggerate or emphasize this big dramatic change. Yeah, we want to build curiosity and have you all tune in at noon and really listen for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. But,
and the rest of your life. But other than that, please don't take it too seriously. Well, obviously, you know, anytime something's really important to you, you talk about it a lot. And obviously, this is important to all the people in this room.
We're excited. We just want you to get as excited as we are.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just want to offer you my support. I've been listening to you guys since you started out, and I think it's great. I mean, all my radios are locked into Power 99. I yell at people if they try and change it.
Well, thank you.
I'm just really excited about it. I think this is going to be a good change, and I think it's what we need.
I think the biggest thing we found out here, being working here, is just how many fans we have and just how loyal they are and just what they think about Power 99 as a radio station. You don't realize sometimes, even though we think of it as just radio and stuff, it still could touch a lot of people. It's a big influence on a lot of people's lives. I mean, it's how they, you know, when they go out at night, are they all revved up because they were listening to Power 99? Or when they get up in the morning, do they get up better and face the day better because they were listening to Power 99? So it's neat to hear from everybody that's been calling up telling that to us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, judging from the subtle hints you all have been kind of throwing at us, I hope and I pray that you all will be playing more alternative music because I moved here in 87 from San Diego, and we had a station out there called 91X, and they played groups like Oingo Boingo, Susie and the Banshees, and a lot of the groups you all have been playing more in the evening now with On the Edge.
Yeah.
And if that is the case, I hope so because I've really been craving for it. All the On the Edge shows I've been taping. Things like that. So, you
dig some dead man's party.
Exactly. There you go. You got it. See, so I'm really glad that you all are trying to revive this and bring it here because it needs it. Because when I first got here, the only thing I used to listen to was Album 88, but I wasn't really too satisfied with that because they played a lot of, too many, I think, of the local groups that really I don't think personally should be on the air. And but, you know, some of the local groups are really good, and I hope you play some of those also. But, you know, bringing some of the alternative music to the forefront of the city, I think, is really, something notable, you know, mentioning for you all, the courage that it takes and all that.
Well, thanks, bud.
Good luck with it.
Take care.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Leslie. This is Larry from the Pie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I think this is a wonderful idea. It's high time it happened in this city.
High time.
I remember when I used to live in Virginia, I used to listen to all those old songs, and every once in a while you hear an old song that was like classic, like someone, whoever called in about the Thompson Twins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Awesome. It's going to be great. Good luck.
You guys listen this afternoon and call us tomorrow and let us know what you think.
I will. See, because I'm usually at work now, and I didn't have to work today, so I get to hear the whole thing from the beginning. I'm excited. It's great.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
T-minus 10 minutes. 10 minutes and counting to the new So you can't say that. Till the new,
as we speak, I'm taking the jingles out.
Till the new name of this radio station becomes locked in stone, written in blood, done, done. Oh, you forgot to, there you go. Get another person on the phone there.
Go ahead, hi.
Hey, I'm kind of encouraged to hear about the change going on at your station. My name's Dave, and I do a local public access TV show, and it's kind of on the edge itself, and just hearing some comments from other people, I'm curious to see if the station would go as far as to, like, take the upper echelon, maybe local, unsigned, or independently signed label bands.
Well, like we wanted to...
And encourage them into a rotation, because... just the other day, there was an article in the Boston Globe that was entered into the Associated Press wires about the Atlanta music scene.
Right.
And they talked about the diversity of the scene from the R&B to hip-hop that's coming out of Atlanta, and the alternative rock, driving, crying, and whatnot.
I think you got to be, you got to know that at the beginning, we're going to keep it pretty safe. You know what I mean? We're going to have to, we're going to go with what we pretty much really believe in. And at some point in time, there could be a point in time where on this radio station, you hear a basement kind of show that includes a lot of these kind of bands. Mm-hmm. You never know. I we can't really comment on that now, though.
We're taking it step by step. And
well, I'm not really talking about, like, the guy that was just talking about Album 88. That's a college radio station where they can almost play whatever the DJ wants to
they
play.
Can.
They can. Yeah, they do,
talking,
man. They don't.
I'm talking about, you know, bands that send you quality recorded stuff. Like,
right.
You know, that or whatever. You know, bands, you know, you got local bands like Insane Jane, Uncle Green, that aren't really getting any help from local radio, and their albums are sitting here and they're kind of like, you know,
well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you, I want you to listen today in a few minutes, and then tell us what you think, and then we'll keep an open mind. I mean, we are more open-minded than anybody I know. We'll keep an open mind to all those suggestions.
Okay, we got to go. It's 8 minutes till noontime.
Eight minutes.
I'm going to get through the last phone calls. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to have to make these short if we're going to get a good amount of people on before noon. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Lori. I'm calling on behalf of Susan, a bunch of us over here at Rome Point, Marietta. I just want to let you know, we've always listened to you guys and everything, but I think some of these people are getting carried away. I mean, it's just the music changing. You know, it's not like the Berlin Wall is coming down or anything.
Right.
Still
no, that's
Power 99. And
that's,
you know,
what I was trying to say.
We're still
going
to listen to you guys.
Good.
Some of these people just seem to be getting a little carried away about it.
Well, thanks.
I appreciate it.
Point well taken. Everybody's getting wild about it. I mean, we only got 8 minutes, and after that, I think everybody will feel a lot better.
I hope so. Let's get this 8 minutes over with.
Okay, see ya.
Thanks a lot.
Power 99.
Hi, I have a question for you.
Sure.
To what extent is your new change here a reflection of the success of college radio in Atlanta?
It's not a reflection of college radio success. It's a reflection of the changed attitudes and mentality of the listening public that a lot of them have been disenfranchised and left radio altogether or left this radio station. It's a response to that, not a response to any success of any individual or college radio stations as a whole.
So you're going to kind of diverge from what Album 88 plays?
We really in
it's really hard to explain,
yeah, because we're not intending to compete with them or even do it. I don't need. First of all,
you may hear a few songs on there that you will hear on here, but we are going in our very own little kind of direction, and it's something that we've talked about a long time, that we've also gotten input from not only college age students and younger, but also older. I mean, there's a lot of 28 and 29 year olds that are still very into music, and 30 year olds. So I think our input has been on a much wider base. So I think it'll definitely be different. I mean, it's not going to be the same, yet at the same time, if you hear a couple of songs on both stations, I wouldn't be surprised.
And if you hear the same song, you might hear the same one of our songs, same songs on Star. So we're not emulating any radio station. We're not basing our decisions based on Album 88 or any other contemporary station in town. We're creating on our own. With 100% of your help.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
Thanks.
One request. Keep rap off it, will you?
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Power 99.
Hi. Hey. I just wanted to tell y'all that I don't think it's right to change, because we listen to you every day at work, and we're the only radio station that plays the good music. And I don't know, I just don't think it's right you change. I think you're going to lose a few listeners.
Okay.
Would you at least listen at noon, though? Could you do us a favor and listen at noon and see what you think? I mean, you know, I'm fairly open-mindedly. If you can take like 20 minutes or a half an hour and listen to the station a little and then see what you think instead of making like a decision on us just talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'll listen to it because I've been a loyal fan. I mean,
well, thank
I listened
you.
To you all year, so I'm going to give it a try.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Rachel.
Rachel, I promise you this is not... what probably, because we've been on this long, you think it is. Perception sometimes is scarier than the reality. If we're not changing this radio station so drastically, you won't recognize it. It's still us here, the people who worked here, the folks who worked. What's going on? Everybody's coming in here.
They're all coming in for the kickoff. Five minutes and counting.
Just give it a chance, okay, Rachel?
All right.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye.
Got 4 minutes and 50 seconds left here on the air.
Dominic.
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing?
Fine. This is Tammy and Anne-Marie with Checkers.
Oh, hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up this morning?
Oh, not much. We're just sitting here listening to you, just calling to support you. Say, we know that y'all are going to make it no matter what choices y'all make.
Well, thank you.
And we know you're going to do a great job, and we're behind you all the way. Leslie, you did a great job on Saturday.
I had a blast.
I just wanted to tell you that we also indulged ourselves on Saturday when we were up here working, when we weren't on the radio, but we're up here working. We indulged ourselves
and
in some Checkers burgers that day.
I think that you guys know this, too. And we've been talking about how we love our fans and how great the listeners of Power 99 are because they've been calling all morning. But when we're out places, like when I was at Checkers Saturday, I mean, people were coming out all afternoon just to say hi.
Exactly.
And that is something that we really, really appreciate here.
Y'all do a wonderful job, and no matter what changes you're going to make, it's going to go for the best.
Well, okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's, let's see.
4 minutes. 4 minutes.
3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Excuse me, like for rounding up there.
I think we've taken enough calls this morning. This morning still.
Yeah.
Well, that's the longest radio show I've ever done.
Six to noon.
Although, no, one time when I was working in Fargo, North Dakota, I did 6 to 6. But it was on Christmas Day, and I got to play, like, Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I just got tired of doing that, so I put on whole Christmas albums and left the room. I just put on, you hear it in the middle, too.
You know what?
Then the next song would start. It was great.
Leslie?
You know what's so cool? I mean, people were calling earlier saying that, you know, we're their friends. We're all friends inside the building. And what's really neat is that the whole family here, the whole Power 99 family, I mean, everybody's like walking in to the control room. They're all in here now waiting for the kickoff. This is really neat.
Should we get the guy that's most nervous of all to come in here?
Sure.
What's his extension number? Somebody go get him.
I think he's on the phone.
You're talking about our boss, right?
Yeah.
We should bring him in here because I'm sort of surprised he hasn't come in all day. I was waiting for him to come in and either, give us the thumbs up or the thumbs down. I guess he's staying away from us because we were talking about him on the radio and there's too many of us in here right now. Four or five of us, only one of him.
2 minutes and 38 seconds. Anybody want to say anything? No, we're not leaving. We're not going anywhere.
Can we take another call before we start?
You want to take another call?
Okay. We'll take one more.
One more line. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You're talking about the 70s and 80s and all that music bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
How far back are you going to go? Are you planning to go back any farther than that?
If it fits, we'll play it. I mean, we're not going to play...
It's going to be interesting. This afternoon is going to be really interesting, not only just 12 to 1 or 12 to 12:30. I mean, listen to it because there's going to be some songs that will freak you out, and then there's also going to be a lot of people giving us suggestions, and it's all for texture. We're not really doing it song by song. It's a texture thing. It's a feel. It's a mood. It's a direction. So on that note, I couldn't tell you. There is no boundaries. You know what I mean? There's no boundaries except these boundaries of the direction we want to go.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think you guys have done a good job. I hope things work out, too. But, actually, you throw a 50 song in there once in a great while, that kind of shake things up,
Oh, we'll do that.
That'd be cool.
All right, thanks for your call. I want to thank everybody that called in this morning. We didn't know how this was going to go this morning when we came in, and it's been it's been a learning experience for all of us in the room, and everything you said matters to us. We'll take into account all the comments you make after this thing kicks off in about a minute and 30 seconds. What else? One more thing. Us disc jockeys, we're going to be taking a few days off the air, a couple of days off the air, so we want to make sure that you all know that we're going to be back, and we'll have little pre-recorded announcements that'll be running throughout the day that with each one of our voices on it that says we'll be back by the end of the week.
Now, if one of those disappears, you'll know that our boss came in and took it off.
But we want you to still comment on what's going on through faxes, letters, and phone calls.
And, of course, the office line is open. If you don't know the office line, it's 266-0997. And we don't want to tie it up all day with stuff like that. But if you have a bona fide... kind of thing that you want to talk about and you can't get to on the request line or the fax number, feel free to call and talk to Krista. She's really nice, and she will jot it down and give it to us for you. And what are we at? We're less than a minute away.
Less than a minute away, 40 seconds from now. What else?
What is the question? Or maybe we should wait till like 12:02. No, I'm just kidding. Been on the radio 6 hours. We've had enough. But what you're going to hear in the next course of however long until you... I don't think it'll take that long for people to feel comfortable. I mean, I know I'm going to be running around the streets, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, here we go. We got 20 seconds. Shall we count it down?
Yeah, let's count it down from 10. Let's go for it.
All right, here we go. Attention all program directors in Atlanta.
Listen.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See ya!
It's a real thing. In the back of your mind.
Life changes. And so do we. Your best friend of 5 years is moving away.
Bye.
Someone just backed into your brand new car. The neighbor's dog tore into your garbage overnight and it's all over the lawn. How does that make you feel? Be honest. Well, picture this. You're in the desert with no water, and the sun is beating on your blistered back. What will you do? A. Admit to yourself it's pretty much over. B. Wait for the Dr. Pepper machine to pop out of the sand. Or C. Start digging for water. You see, this little story is a lot like what we've been going through the past couple of months at 99.7. We decided to just start digging. And here's what we hit.
High above an extinct Japanese volcano, four heavily armored black helicopters spin through the sky in a dance of death. Their target, one man in a flying arsenal that fits in two alligator suitcases. The odds, 4-1. They haven't got a chance.
99X.
It was Thursday night when the phone rang. It was my ex. I couldn't believe it. He wanted to have dinner. Stay tuned for more.
99X.
He was late. I knew he couldn't be serious. After all, an ex is an ex for a reason. When not all exes are bad. Stay tuned for more.
99X.
Normal family anywhere in the whole universe.
universe.
You're a freak. You're a freak. Who said that? You're a freak. You're a freak. You're a freak. You're a freak. Shut up. 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 I'm going down to Mexico to start me a UFO religion.
99X. And now, for posterity's sake, this is the last time you'll hear this. Introducing 99X. Caution. This is the big one.
Listen to me and listen to me good.
99X. Have a good time all the time. 99X.